Welcome back to the World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras, joined by John Morrison. John Morrison is a podcast host and the host of Culture Cypher Radio on WXPN in Philadelphia, where we make World Cafe. Every month he joins me for the Culture Corner and connects the dots for us across all different genres of music. And all of February, every week for Black History Month, he's here to discuss some of the many Black artists who've been rock and roll innovators throughout the decades. Last week, we talked about the sort of experimental 70s and 80s artists like Grace Jones. This week, we are shifting to the end of the 80s and onto the 90s. So who are we starting with today?
Today, we're going to start with two of the biggest Black rock acts of the 90s, Living Color and Fishbone.
Cool. So starting with Living Color, who are they? Tell us about them.
Okay, so last year we talked about, when talking about the Black roots of rock and roll, we talked about a collective called the Black Rock Coalition, which was founded in 1985 and was basically created to support Black rock musicians and promote this idea of Black folks playing rock music, which wasn't, you know, hasn't been as accepted in mainstream culture. And Living Color was probably the most famous band to come out of the Black Rock Coalition. They were really a force, you know, when they came onto the scene. You got Corey Glover, who's probably one of the most powerful vocalists in rock music at the time. The entire band were virtuosos, and their sound was built on this really dynamic combination of like hard, heavy rock with like some serious, even like jazz chops, instrumental chops. They had a big hit in 1988 called The Cult of Personality, which it remains like a timeless song. Bands cover it, you know, it still gets a ton of play on classic rock radio. So Cult of Personality was kind of like their first shot, and it was a hit immediately. And, you know, they made a lot of really significant and influential music after that.
Yeah, so if you have heard of Living Color, but you don't know any of their other songs, you probably have heard this one. Cult of Personality, Living Color of World Cafe.
The cult of personality. 3 can do for you. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Cult of Personality, Living Color, it's World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras speaking with John Morrison today about Black innovators in rock and roll history. Right now, we're on the 90s, and that is, you know, far and away Living Color's biggest hit, Cult of Personality. Tell us some more about them. You brought another song for us. It's from their album, Time's Up. Tell us about that record.
Yeah, Time's Up is a record that I loved a lot as a kid. That was actually the first Living Color tape that I bought. It was kind of my introduction to the band, and it still blows me away to listen to it all of these many years later, and just to see how fluidly they mixed up different genres throughout the record. They had guest appearances from everybody from Little Richard to Queen Latifah, you know, was on Time's Up, and it really bridged generations of Black music from jazz to reggae, soul, rock, hip hop, all of this stuff they were able to combine in really interesting but also fun ways.
Let's listen to something from Living Color's Time's Up. Tell us about Love Rears Its Ugly Head.
Yeah, Love Rears Its Ugly Head is a fantastic song. It's hard rock. It's got like a blues feel. It's a love song, but it's also about like a sour, bitter kind of love. But it's funny, too. You know, Corey Glover, his vocal performance is outstanding. And he's so good at illustrating this like fear and creeping insecurities that can infiltrate a relationship. It's vulnerable, but it's also like pissy, and it's a little immature as a song. It's great.
Love Rears Its Ugly Head. It's Living Color on World Cafe.
Yeah, it's ugly. this out. I'm standing at the altar as they play the wedding march. I'm in a black tuxedo with my collar full of starch. Oh, she looks as lovely as she's ever gonna get. I wake up from this nightmare in a pearl of sweat. Oh, no, 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 not that again. And get to you.
Yeah, his vocals are amazing.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, he really could have any lane musically that, you know, that he would have decided to go in, he could have mastered and done well in.
That was Living Color, Love Rears Its Ugly Head. I'm Raina Duras, hanging out with World Cafe correspondent John Morrison today. Usually you hear him on the Culture Corner, and he's here every Tuesday in February highlighting Black artists who made a huge impact on rock and roll throughout the decades. We are in the 90s right now. Next artist you brought for us, Fishbone. Who's Fishbone?
Yeah, Fishbone, alongside Living Color, they were probably the most popular and well-known Black rock band of the 90s. They formed in LA in the 80s and really made some fantastic records, fusing ska with punk, heavy metal, funk, soul, like a lot of the music that we are talking about in this series. It's really just colorful, progressive music, you know, and Fishbone were highly experimental. Like you think that a band putting all of this different sound together is something that, you know, is kind of accepted, or is something that is common amongst musicians today. But, you know, you think about in the 80s, early 90s, somebody putting together this really dynamic fusion of all of these different genres under the banner of rock or punk. It was something really revolutionary for its time.
Right. So we're going to hear a Fishbone song called Unyielding Conditioning. What should we be listening for in this song?
Yeah, Unyielding Conditioning is one of my favorite Fishbone songs. And you can really hear the band's mastery of ska and these Jamaican rhythms. The brass section is beautiful. And lyrically, lead singer Angelo Moore, he's talking a lot about the state of political and like moral apathy in America. He has this great line where he says, no one needs justice anymore. No voices raised in anger. We've all been tamed by our worlds, which really speaks to this idea of apathy and disconnect. And the words of the song are so dark, but they're contrasted beautifully with this like sunny, upbeat, ska, Jamaican musical environment that they build.
Yeah, you're getting like sugar with your medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Unyielding Conditioning. It's Fishbone. Nobody feels for me. We've all been
togetherness.
I went to look up the lyrics during that so that I could kind of read along with it. And yeah, it's such a contrast to how the song sounds.
So, talk about how this country is, you know, not the best, but also it sounds like you're in the Caribbean.
Yeah. Musically. Yeah. Like you're going to like sit on a beach and listen to that and then think about how everything's totally falling apart.
Right.
We're talking about Fishbone here on World Cafe. That song was called Unyielding Conditioning. I'm Raina Duris, joined by John Morrison. We're talking about some of the Black innovators of rock throughout the decades. Right now we're in the 90s, and we have another Fishbone song, and I'm excited because this song has a really fun title to say.
Yeah.
Chim Chim's Badass Revenge. Tell us
Chim
about it.
Chim Chim's Badass Revenge. Yeah. This is the opener of Fishbone's 1996 album of the same name, and it's to me, it's a crime that this song has never been used as like the theme song to a cartoon or like an action movie or something, you know. And lyrically, you know, it's a fun song. It's not at all like a serious song or like a message song. It's basically a story about a chimpanzee who goes on a wild crime spree. And it's so fun and it's surreal. And when you compare it to a song like Unyielding Conditioning, it really highlights to me how versatile Fishbone is as a band musically and thematically. they can be socially conscious on one hand, but also comedic and funny on the other hand. It's just remarkable, a band having this much range.
If you're somebody who's thinking about writing a screenplay, this might be the inspiration that you need. Chim Chim's Badass Revenge from Fishbone on World Cafe. Chim Chim's Badass Revenge from Fishbone on World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. I've been joined by John Morrison today. He brought us that track, and he's been bringing us songs and artists every Tuesday this month, taking us through the decades of Black musical innovators in rock and roll as part of our Black History Month celebrations here on World Cafe. That was the 90s. Next week, we go into the 2000s until now, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and I'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, thank you, Raina.
John Morrison is a podcast host and the host of Culture Cypher Radio on WXPN in Philadelphia, where we make World Cafe. He joins me every month for the Culture Corner. I'm Raina Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe.